tomorrow, Alaska's trade delegation to China is headed home. The trip, called Opportunity Alaska, puts several small, medium, and large companies selling Alaska's goods and services in front of Chinese investors and consumers. Governor Walker and State Gas Line Corporation head Keith Meyer also pushed for support for the $45 billion Alaska LNG project. Rasha McChesney from Alaska's Energy Desk traveled with the delegation and is here to talk about the results of the trip. Hi, Rasha.
Hello, Lori.
So, Rasha, you're in Shanghai right now, correct?
Yes, I am in Shanghai.
What's that like?
Well, it's beautiful. The city has a very metropolitan feel. We arrived here a few days ago, and while it is beautiful, I have to say it is full of smog. It was full of smog today. I can see it pretty well from the 58th floor of my hotel room. And several members of the delegation have said that this is really proof that China needs a cleaner fuel. It's pushing really hard for a cleaner fuel like Alaska's LNG export project.
Well, that's a great segue for my next question. Any news on that front?
Well, not really. The group did meet with Sinopec and Bank of China, and both are very large potential funders and partners of the project. But there weren't any, deals signed while we were here. They're still sort of in this phase where they're figuring out if the project is feasible.
So, Rasha, what happened specifically in those meetings?
Well, it's really interesting. There's this sort of ceremony that I've seen several times on this trip. And, the governor and his aides will come in and sit on one side of the room, and whomever he's meeting and that person's aides will sit on the other side. So they sort of face off and they greet each other through interpreters, and they have these sort of long formal discussions where they introduce the various members of their entourages and they talk about the purpose of their visits. And this kind of goes on for a while. The Bank of China hosted a big reception for the delegation, and that's the state-owned bank that could help finance the $45 billion pipeline project. And Walker and the delegation also met with Sinopec. That's the giant state-owned oil and gas company that could also be a partner. And the president of Sinopec said that he looked forward to continuing to study the feasibility of the project with Alaska. And then he said this, and here's this direct quote. He said, "After some of the work we did in terms of assessment and evaluation in technology, economics, and in terms of the resources of Sinopec, I think there's a lot more work for us to be done and more than originally imagined."
That doesn't sound like a statement that would indicate they're charging forward. The governor has always been so optimistic about the gas line. Is he saying that this trip has changed that somehow?
Well, Lori, I haven't yet had a chance to talk to the governor about specifically what he thinks of those comments, but I don't think so. He and several other members of the trade delegation post that meeting said that they are very optimistic and that this is the best time for the project to get built. And, the president of Sinopec also said that he looked forward to continuing to study that feasibility. So it wasn't a hard no. It wasn't even really a soft no. It was just this discussion about how much work is going to have to be accomplished before, anybody signs a firm deal to get this project signed. And they've given themselves a hard deadline of the end of the year this year to decide if they're going to move forward with the partnership.
And apart from the gas line, Rasha, what else has been going on?
Well, there's been a lot of progress with the tourism companies that came here. China has a really rapidly growing middle class, and they're spending a lot more on tourism and outdoor tourism than they used to. And that makes Alaska a really attractive destination. So there's been this surge in the number of Chinese visitors to Alaska in recent years. So earlier in the trip, there was this memorandum of understanding that was signed with Alaska Pacific University, and they're working toward a partnership that would allow the Chinese Nordic team to train at APU and vice versa. And that would allow Alaska's team to prepare for the 2022 Winter Olympics, which China is hosting. And I haven't seen the details yet, but I'm told that a delegation from China will be in Alaska next month to look at the facilities, and they'll head up to the Alyeska Ski Resort in Girdwood as well. And so this is a big deal for both APU and Alyeska, and could lead to an influx in students and tourists.
All right. Anything else, Rasha?
No, I think we're all pretty tired. It's been a series of long days of meetings. These markets that the state is trying to penetrate are much, much bigger than anything in Alaska. And so I'm hearing from several people that they're ready to take a day or two to sleep it all off. And I am looking forward to that as well.
Okay. Well, thank you for that update and safe travels home.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, Lori. See you soon.
That was Rasha McChesney with Alaska's Energy Desk. She'll be on her way back to Juneau from Shanghai tomorrow.